This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Every day we start and end the show with Little Victories. Good morning, DZ.
Buenos dias, Ali.
Buenos dias. I'm very excited because my little victory is I remembered to bring all of our stuff in.
All of
everything.
The things?
We had so much stuff. We had a trophy we got from the Hope Squad in West Allis at Wilson Elementary.
Big ups, Wilson.
They gave us a certificate. They gave us a bag. My son's old teacher, Miss Doucette, a.k.a. Miss Thorson, before she got married, made us our tabletop Tetris, and I brought that in today.
I'm so excited for that, yo.
And there's even more for you, but you don't get to know yet.
Oh, there's more.
This is going to be the best week of your life, DZ.
But wait, there's more.
This
really?
Is going to be the best week of your life as we ramp up to your knee surgery
the
next.
The best week of my life.
Next week is DZ's knee surgery. Every day, it's going to be a good day for you on this show. I'm determined to surprise you with something every day.
You are funny, dog.
Every day we're building
you are
up.
Funny.
We're building 7 days and counting.
It's a knee slapper today.
Just wait. Every
right.
day something special's coming your way.
You're out, man. I can feel the energy. I could tell you were up to something
telling
this morning.
You.
I don't know.
You knew, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I am up to something all week on this show.
I could feel the energy shift in the morning now and something's happening.
Yeah,
something's happening. And I'm kind of like.
You knew I was up to something.
I'm tentatively watching every corner because I already felt some shift in the atmosphere. And I was like,
Well, it's going to be good. Whatever happens, they're all good things.
Okay.
I'm not sending any bad things in your
well,
way.
You just know I'm not a surprise guy. So I'm like,
I know.
What's
that's why
the corner?
I'm saying, don't worry. It's not a person. It's never people.
It's not a person.
It's never people.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's never people, okay?
Oh, bad. We good.
I won't surprise you with a person ever. I will tell you.
Phew.
Don't worry about that, okay? So the little, any of your little victories for you?
Little victory is that, yeah, I'm trying not to freak out. My little victory is that now Allie's going to distract me from freaking out for
Chill
the surgery
out.
Next
it's,
week.
I promise you, it's nothing bad. It's all fun stuff.
Well, I'm not freaking out about you. I'm freaking out about me, man. It's T-minus. I got to get surgery ASAP.
Sorry, and, I shouldn't have reminded you.
Yeah, no, it's just a lot, man. I'm pretty anxious about it. I'm not going to cap. Like, it's got me feeling weird mentally, physically, and emotionally.
I bet.
And, yeah, we just here.
Well, we got a lot to discuss on this show today, and I got surprises coming your way. So just hold on, DZ. It's going to be very busy
surprises
today.
On deck.
Very
right.
busy day, yes. Oh, I'm very excited, though, because since it's Monday, it's a new week. Pride Fest tickets. We're giving away VIP passes, 3-day VIP passes.
Wepa.
That's at 8:40. And we're giving away tickets to see Morgan Wallen because he's coming to Camp Randall on June 29th.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in Madison. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's at 7:45. So full show for you today and a big update on the double date we went on this weekend.
Oh, snap.
What?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about the question of the day right now, which every Monday is our weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do this weekend? Because I feel like mine was jam-packed. My cup was filled by everyone in my life. I had ladies' night on Friday, and we went to Station 6 in West Allis.
Ooh, ooh, shout out Station 6.
Yep, and which is a great fun bar, a former fire station.
Yep,
it's
yep.
really a cool place to go. Then on Saturday, my cup was filled by you and the family because
Aww.
I got to hang out with my kids and you and your kids. We went swimming. We went to Safety Saturday. And then we had a double date.
Saturday night.
I mean, it's like everything.
It was busy.
It was a busy, busy weekend.
Active.
So I got romance, I got friends, I got family, and I got my ladies. I mean, what more do I need in one full weekend?
And
I
cleaned. Food.
And food.
And clean.
And we got the new Cooper's Hawk, the opening of Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah, that was lit. It was lit. So many things.
So there's a new one in Greenfield, if you didn't know. I didn't know.
You ain't know the
Thank
new
God
one's
they invited
up.
Us. I was always go to the one in Brookfield.
I always see it when I stop over at them stores over there, and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? Because they got that new Chipotle over there. They got that new Cooper's Hog, which we actually hit up.
84 South, right by Southridge. That I love that area, and that's where the new Cooper's Hog is.
Yeah, it worked out for us, man. It worked out in our favor. I ain't gonna lie. It was nice.
So that my weekend was jam-packed, and I got the pictures to prove it, boy. What about you?
Yeah, pretty busy, pretty jam-packed. You know, we went to Wilson Elementary on Friday. You consider it was Hope Squad.
How did
Hope
I forget
Week.
That was the kickoff was when we went to Wilson Elementary in West Allis to do a assembly.
Shout out to the homies. They allowed us in, came in. You know, well, good thing
they
I'm here. We talked together.
They gave us a trophy, dude.
Yeah, they gave us a trophy for being amazing.
This is so sweet. It says, Allie, Faith, and DZ of 103.7 Kiss FM, Wilson Elementary School's honorary Hope Squad members. Aww.
And then we also did Truck Day as a family, hit the downtown trucks. And then we went to New Berlin, hung out with you, did the truck day in New Berlin, went swimming at the Princeton Club.
And then went out to the new Cooper's Hawk for a date night.
Saturday was lit. And
we
then
were on
Sunday was like a recharge, try to recharge, try to clean, and try to just get through it kind of day.
I feel that for sure. Yesterday was definitely a recharge, clean laundry day for us as well. It was a good weekend, though. If you're wondering what happened on the double date and what DZ and Aaron thought about this guy.
We're going to tell them now, though? That's
no,
the thing.
That's what I'm saying. You got to wait until after we give away, you know, tickets at 7:45, and then we'll tell you.
Exactly.
Because I know everybody wants to know what you thought. I want to know what you thought.
I want to know what I thought, too.
And I wanted to tell you what happened yesterday, too.
What do you mean what happened yesterday?
Well, you don't even know what happened after the double date.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Where him and I at, right?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I wasn't trying to pry or be too, you know, inquisitive. After meeting him for the first time, finally, I figured y'all was going to either talk by yourselves or go do something alone at another location since me and my wife had bombarded y'all date night. So.
You didn't bombard our date night. It was great. 414-533-1037. What did you do this weekend? Sherry in Caledonia texted in and said, we went to a surprise birthday, which was 80s themed. So fun.
80 years old or 80 the year?
Ooh, 80s the year.
The year?
The year. 80s
themed. Not grandparent themed?
Yeah, not grandparent themed. So, okay, look, we're going to talk to you guys next because so much happened. I can't even keep up with what we did.
No.
I can't even imagine what they did because next weekend is Memorial Day.
And that's when it ramps up.
I feel like that's when it gets crazy.
And now we're running. Mm-hmm. Right now is a light jog, which felt like more like a sprint still. Mm-hmm. It was busy this past weekend.
Yeah, it was busy. You know what? Let's go to one. Screw it. Why not? Kelly in Sussex texted and said she took a former situationship out to dinner for his birthday.
Wait a second. I'm nice like that.
Kelly, knock it off.
Kelly.
Stop hanging out with that dude. I told you for the ninth time already.
Jeez,
guy's a dork.
Real.
All right. No, really. Okay.
Who's this?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, Kiss,
Hello,
who's this?
You're live on the radio. Oh, no.
It's Shoot.
Oh, Shoot. Wait a second.
Hey, guys.
We got to get you right,
long time no see.
Really, though.
It's so loud, Shoot. Oh, my gosh.
You running through a wind tunnel?
Seriously.
No, not at all. I'm just driving to work.
Shoop, you also were a part of our weekend because you visited on Friday.
I did visit, and it was a wonderful visit. Thank you so much.
Oh, we got to meet you. You came by the station at the end of the show, you and your wife and your son. It was great.
Shout out Drea and Emerson. Y'all gang.
Yeah, so was that what
was
you were going to say?
Experience.
Was that what you did this weekend?
We had a jam that weekend.
You
After we left the radio station, we went up to Nina, saw a doubleheader for the Timber Rattlers.
Fun. Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Saturday, it was crazy. We went up to Lakeland University to go see the Sabercats play.
That's right. We went up to Lakeland.
Yeah.
Watched the semi-pro football team play. Yeah. I remember that.
It was a sports weekend.
It won 41-0.
Dang! So, goose egg?
41-0.
Shout out to my boy, Luciano Stevenson.
Wow.
Wow.
Talking about spank. BTA right there, boy.
And then yesterday, spent 4+ hours, at the card show down in Milwaukee at the Baird Center.
The tour day of southeastern Wisconsin for Shoop, man. Let me tell you what. He saw the Timber Rattlers. Mm-hmm. He went to see Lakeland. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the baseball card show.
He was active.
All right, Shoop.
Yep.
I need to talk to you off the air because I found a random baseball card in my garage the other day, and I don't know if it's worth something or trash. Talk to you off the air.
Hold on, Shoop.
No, he can hang up. I'll call. We'll talk to him a different time.
We'll talk to him later, man.
I really did find a baseball card, like, hanging over. It was up in the ceiling where stuff is stored that I've never been up. And I went,
all dusty?
Yeah, and I went, why is there one random baseball card?
Why is it hidden up here?
What if...
Did you take a picture of it?
No, I'll grab it later. Yeah, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I'll take a picture of it later because it's still up in the ceiling. I can see it up there.
We don't need Shoop. I'll tell you if it's worth some money and then we cut Shoop right out because then you don't need no percentage. You know Shoop, we love you, but nah.
You know what? You're not wrong. You know what? We're going to talk to everybody next because I see Lauren in St. Francis said she graduated with her master's. Lots of people graduated.
It's graduation season. Wepa, congratulations.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Wow, Nicole and Racine texted in and said Saturday she went to Bingo Loca at Turner Hall.
What?
You had me at bingo. I don't know what Bingo Loca is.
I can only imagine. And it was at Turner?
Crazy bingo, I guess. I don't know. That sounds like fun. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in and she said this Saturday... Memorial Fest. Oh, she's telling us about this upcoming Saturday.
Oh, upcoming Saturday.
Natalie, we're talking about this past weekend, girl.
Like the fact that we missed, like, the Bayview Bash kickoff bash. That's what we're talking about, not what's coming up still.
Stephanie and Jackson, there we go. She went to clean up at her campground in Horicon after the tornado. Oh, you got hit. Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Depending on where you was at, it was aggressive.
Dang.
Hopefully the location was okay and everybody's fine.
Well, Rachel, man, I got to take a sip of water. Rachel's in Watertown. Give me a second.
Speaking of water, Rachel, good morning.
The irony. Hey, Rachel.
Good morning.
All right, holla at
us. It's going. I heard that you were cleaning carpets this weekend, huh?
Oh, my children left for the weekend, which I love them, but it was great. And I cleaned all of my carpets. I scrubbed them with my hands, and then I went over with my new carpet cleaner. It was a great weekend.
She was doing that self-satisfying thing.
Well, when the kids are gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I finally bought a cordless vacuum, which we have not even talked about on the show yet.
Yeah.
It was expensive, I admit it, but it was worth it. And I am obsessed because I take this thing everywhere. Upstairs, downstairs, the kids smell popcorn, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Done.
It's so quick and easy because it's cordless. So I never have to, I usually don't do it because I have to plug it in, move everything
around.
All the
extra stuff.
Changed my life.
Rachel,
let me tell you.
Let me ask, how long did it take you to wash the carpet start to finish since you ain't had the kids? Because you know what I'm saying? That's going to be one of our next steps.
I started with the living room, and I made my way through the walkway that everybody goes through. Ugh. I went in my daughter's room, who just won't clean it. I took care of that. Oh, it was great.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad somebody cleaned their carpet with kids, because I never have.
That's a step, bro. That's a big step. And when you see the carpet go from brown to, like, a nice light tan, you're like, oh, that's right. The carpet wasn't black.
That's when I replace it, dude. That's when I just replace it, okay?
Fair enough.
Rachel, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
No problem. Bye. You too.
Jarrett in Milwaukee said he went to Alan Jackson this weekend. I forgot Alan Jackson was in town. I think it was, like, maybe one of this country singer.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to lie to you. I am unfamiliar.
That's fine. I only know he's a country singer because I also grew up with a guy named Alan Jackson, so it was funny. But he was black, and he was not a country singer.
Not the same Alan Jackson.
No, not even close. And anyone that went to high school with me knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Shout out Alan Jackson.
Because Alan Jackson was always a country singer, you know? So when you know a guy with the same name, it's
kind of
funny.
Did DeMonica still know him?
Yes, we all knew him. Would you knock it off?
I'm done.
Go to Anna in Sherman Park. Forget you, man. She's been trying to get her own theme song, but she has not succeeded. So we're back to day two.
We got you, Anna. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all.
What is this? You went dragon hunting this weekend? Is that
again?
A thing? Come on.
Okay. So for anybody that knows, How to Train Your Dragon, Kate is coming out with the live action movie.
I did not know. Mm-hmm.
Owen is excited. Yep, my son.
We are beyond excited. We might have to see it 5-6 times.
Oh, you're one of them people. Okay, fair enough.
Yes, and it's exciting like Star Wars, so you can start collecting stuff. We went action figure hunting again, so it's dragon hunting.
So are you going
mission was successful.
Where are you going to look for these dragons? I'm thinking you guys are out here like geocache locating where you're going to the parks. No, you're going to stores and looking for specific dragons.
But you got a compass? And right. I mean,
so, you know what I mean? Like,
what are we doing? Is this for 10?
Walmart in New Berlin successfully held us down with our last dragon. Amazon,
dragons.
I know where that
it's
is.
It's dragon action figures.
Greenfield in Moreland, huh?
Yeah. I thought it was like imagination play, you know, imagination.
No,
that's what
for
I thought.
At the park.
I thought she was literally playing in the woods, too, and I'm
looking
realizing they're literally going to stores looking for dragons.
Thank
now
you.
It's all coming
Thank
together.
Exactly.
We do have to shout out Angelo in Brookfield. His girl in the toy section held us down when they first came out. We had about 7 of them.
So wait, so
Angelo in Brookfield?
Yeah, she knows that he's the. She knows he works at Target. She knows.
You talking about my guy, Angelo?
Who your else? Guy.
Beth. Oh snap!
Your friend, who's the manager of the Target in Brookfield. She's like, oh, tell him to thank. Basically, Anna said, thank the toy person, whoever it is.
Thank the toy man. Yeah. Thank the nice toy man.
Fantastic.
Oh snap, Anna! Wow, you just blew my mind. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
All right.
You.
Y'all have a wonderful Monday.
You too. Much love. Bye.
All right. Oh, Saucy had a birthday this weekend. How could we not pull her up? Come on now. Jocelyn and Racine said it was her birthday party, and they went to Yogi Bear. Nice.
The campgrounds?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I still gotta go.
Hey, how was your birthday, Saucy?
Hey there. Hey, it was fantastic.
Good. What did you do?
First off, I went to Boston Burlap.
What's that?
It's like this coffee shop down in Delvin.
Okay.
But it's also a speakeasy. So then we went downstairs and had a drink downstairs. It was fantastic. And then we went to the Village Supper Club.
That was a very Wisconsin birthday.
What are you, 900? My God, Saucy.
I enjoyed supper clubs. What can I say?
Well, I like a good meal, too. It's just the way you say it. You're like, then we went to the supper club.
Then we went to the supper club.
Yeah. Finished it off with an old-fashioned. I'm a Wisconsin.
I had a Dirty Shirley.
Had a good weekend. You had a good birthday weekend.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was lovely.
Well, happy belated, Sauce. You already know. We appreciate your call. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Well, happy birthday.
And then Ronnie, he went to a car show.
Oh, cool.
He's not old enough to drive.
Yeah, how'd he get there?
Yeah, I know, right? He just, with his faja.
Oh, his father.
Fada.
We don't even call him the father. We say, we have to code it. That's how much.
Faja.
Shout out to Faja.
All right, Saucy, thanks for calling. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Much love.
Much love.
Whoever texted in, are you going to talk about the American Idol winner? Allie was a huge fan back in the day. No, I'm not. No.
What is she talking about?
American Idol, apparently. The most recent season ended and they came up with a winner. I had no clue, nor do I have any idea who's on the show.
Uh-huh.
So you guys know I'm not going to talk about the American Idol winner, nor do I have any clue who's on that show.
There's a new idol?
Exactly.
News to me, bro.
Sorry.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ always gives advice at 6:55, and you can always message us or send us an email or a DM, and if you got a problem, we get them all the time. Unfortunately, today's about you, DZ. Unfortunately.
I love the way you said that.
Unfortunately, today's about you and your problem. And so, what is it? Because everyone's going to give their advice to you today.
Let me just keep it a buck with y'all. You may or may not know this by now, but I need to get knee surgery, and it's set up for soon, like next Tuesday. I've got bone degeneration, I've got cartilage loss, and I've got a lot of people telling me what they think and their opinions at this point.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Everybody got an opinion for me at this moment.
Oh, you must love that.
Nope. Hate it, actually.
Well, I'm glad you let us know you don't want advice, because I was going to tell you, I got some advice, so listen to this.
For what I should be doing, right? But no, man, listen to this. And I welcome advice. I welcome people talking, but now everybody's like a doctor, and now everybody's had experience. experience with this right now. Mm. And I'm talking about everybody, and it's not necessarily everybody everywhere. It's my own dang parents, man.
Oh, jeez.
My dad is sitting here.
Oh, jeez.
He hits me up on, what is it, Saturday? And he's like, hey, so what's going on with this surgery thing? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's scheduled, already kind of set for next week. So soon. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, well, it's not really soon,
so
Pops.
Soon. Dad, I'm dying over here is what you should have said. I can barely walk. I'm faking it till I make it, Dad.
I told him it's been.
But okay.
It's not so soon. It's a long time coming. You know, it's now it's just approaching. Right now, yeah, now I got to get surgery. And he's like, oh, but I mean, is surgery the only option for you? And then he starts talking to me about accelerating platelet regeneration and how he was having some knee pains, too. And he went to Columbia, and you know, there's promising results in bone regeneration and PRP therapy. Basically, if you don't know what I'm talking about, platelet regeneration plasma, whatever, therapy. Mm-hmm. They take out your plasma. They spin it in a little machine. They re-inject it into your body. It's something Kobe did. And my dad's out here trying to make me turn into the Black Mamba.
I'm not saying it's not a great practice. I'm saying it has nothing to do with what you need.
Correct. I think I'm past the point of all of this.
That's where your dad is like losing it. That's where your dad's way off. Like, we're going into surgery. There's no cartilage. It's bone on bone, Angel.
You want to see the MRI?
AKA Mr. Z. Because DZ needs knee surgery, and I'm only going to say it once because I got to look at him every day, and the guy's in pain.
So he's
listen,
going,
Pops, he's going in.
He's going, and he's sending me all this research. He's sending me all these things, and he's going, I mean, it can accelerate. It can regrow bone growth. It's a rapid recovery where it's a non-surgical option. PRP can accelerate the healing. And listen, it's been proven to regenerate cartilage. It's been proven to regenerate bone. It's been proven to heal without having to go under the knife, my boy. I went and did it, and my knee no longer hurts. And I looked at him and went, are you crazy, man?
Oh,
I ain't got the time, I ain't got the money, and I ain't got the patience to go up to Columbia right now.
He
and
wants you to go to Columbia. He wants, okay.
This man literally looked at me and went, I'll pay for it.
Wait.
He said he'd pay for it.
Stop it.
It would arguably take me out for only 48 hours, 72 max, rather than the 4 to 8 weeks that it was going to be.
Well, if it's only going to take you out for 48 hours, it's not going to do what we need it to do. I can tell you that much right now.
You know what I'm saying?
What all should DZ do? His dad was giving him advice. He's going into surgery in T-minus 1 week.
Yeah, literally.
And your dad's calling you now going, well, let's go home to Columbia. And we got a little something we can do in 48 hours to get you back on your feet. Meanwhile,
I know a doctor. She's great. We'll regenerate. We'll get them platelets out of your leg. We'll put them back into them. And I can't say he wasn't making a promising argument. He was just bothering me with how long he even took to like come up with this solution for me. Like, he comes in the witching hour and goes, hey, man, why don't you cancel this surgery that's been planned for the last 2 months and let's go to Columbia? Why don't we just up and do that?
Which would normally sound crazy to go to another country, but you're literally from Columbia.
I'm
so
from
it's not
there.
Like you don't know people there and you don't know things about Columbia. It's not like when somebody's like, hey, I'm going to go to Mexico and get a boob job. It's like, hold on. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you're seeing. Your family is Colombian,
my
right?
My dad knows these doctors.
But
this
at
is
the
what
same
I'm saying,
time,
like,
you already know what you need, and it's not a 48-hour platelet spin.
Right, a 48-hour platelet spin.
I don't even know if I
spin.
Said it right, but that's what it sounded like, you know?
But hear me out. Who's to say that it does not actually work? I'm not discrediting that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that this is necessarily what I need in this moment, but this is dang near, like, almost two last second.
You don't need people giving you advice right now. We're in the ninth hour. Your surgery is scheduled.
ASAP.
And we're doing it next Tuesday, 414-533-1037. So is the question, how do you get your dad to back off, or how do you just get people to stop giving you advice the week before surgery?
Oh, the question was, should I go to Columbia and get this platelet therapy?
Should you go to Columbia and get the platelet therapy?
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, take line two. What the hell? Hi.
It's a fam. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tanya and Kenosha, your friendly nurse practitioner.
Oh, snap. Hold on, Tanya. We got to get you right.
She's got her own theme song. Yes. Girl,
you already know.
Hey, Tanya.
Morning.
Hello.
So, DZ's going to get surgery next week on his knee. He's literally going to have a person's going to die, and he's going to get their cartilage, which is wild. But nonetheless, his dad's now telling him to go to Columbia. Tanya.
He said he knows a guy, and it's natural growth, the doctor. And
he knows
saying,
a guy, though.
Listen, it's got platelet regeneration, PRP therapy, my boy. It's going to get you right and without surgery.
This is an easy one for me.
I went down a deep, dark rabbit hole of all of this, and it kind of makes sense. What do you think,
though? She said it's easy.
Yeah.
This one's easy for me. Mm-hmm. So if you want to put your mind at ease, because we're not trying to, like, disqualify Dad's opinion, but let's be real, he is being, you know, couchside medical doctor here.
Right.
All you have to do is call your surgeon and say, listen, I plan on having the surgery, but my dad won't stop in my ear about this thing. Can you tell me about this and why it is or is not an option for me?
Ooh. That's actually really smart, because Julia texted in and said, oh, no, I'm getting PRP for my knee. No, Julia, we're not saying this might not work. We're saying it may work, but we're saying this is not what DZ needs.
This is the last second. This is the last second option. Then my dad's coming in. He's like, oh, well, why are you getting surgery so soon? Bruh, have we not been talking a lot in the last 6 months?
You're like, Dad, this isn't soon.
You are so far past soon that you don't have that option anymore.
Really, had this been 3-4 months ago, I would have been like, oh, snap, maybe I could go to Columbia when the season's done. Plan this differently. Now I'm a week away, and this man is going, hey, we should go to Columbia. I'll pay for the procedure. I'll pay for the flights. I'll pay for the stay. I'll pay for whatever.
I feel like your dad is going, let's go get this bandaged up for you. And you're like, we're past the bandage. We need the full replacement. And it's not a knee replacement, but you're essentially getting cartilage put in your knee from somebody else to regenerate.
And my surgeon literally looked me in my eyeballs and said, bones don't regrow. Cartilage doesn't regrow. Now I'm getting information sent to me about PRP therapy saying, yes, it can naturally regenerate bones, ligament, and cartilage.
Great.
So now
that's
I'm conflicted.
Already there.
Well, you could have done
already
that.
Yours isn't there.
Ooh, that part. Mine isn't there. I need to talk to my surgeon. I like where you're going with that, Tanya.
See?
Yeah.
Why Tanya's saying get medical people like her. She's a nurse practitioner who know what they're talking about, not your father who knows but doesn't know about your specific case.
Not my dad, who knows the doctor, and he did PRP for his knee and it worked for him. Yeah.
Well, and that might have worked 10 years ago when you still had some.
Maybe.
Honestly, you think, Tanya, when he still had cartilage, that's when you wore the cartilage down. Now we're out. This is not even an option.
Maybe it's something for my left leg, not for my right, though.
You don't want to remove any of your own.
No, I mean, like, PRP might be like the therapy for my left leg after my right leg heals from surgery.
Tanya's
like, no, you
Tanya's
dummies.
Like, no, stupid, what are you talking about?
She's like, and this is why you don't have medical degrees, you morons. All right, Tanya, thanks for calling. Love you.
Bye, guys. Have a good one. Safe recovery.
Thank you.
All right, what should DZ do about his dad giving him advice? Should he go to Columbia and get this therapy? 414-533-1037.
Why not?
Stop.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ's having knee surgery in a week, and his dad calls over the weekend and says, hey, I got a better idea for you.
Why don't we go to Columbia instead? You cancel that surgery, and we get PRP therapy. You know what Kobe did? That platelet regeneration stuff. They take a little blood out, spin it in the machine, put it back in, and bam, we're going to regrow the bones. So regrow that ligament.
Should DZ go to Columbia with his dad? I mean, you could see your family at least.
Yeah, without my family. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be going back by myself, without my wife, without my kids.
First of all, you're not going because, one, this isn't what you need. But it's a hell of a time to step up and offer a free trip to Columbia.
I mean, it is honestly interesting to me, right?
There's nothing there.
I like the naturalist, but you're right. I don't have much left to regenerate.
This is what you should have done 10 years ago when you still had cartilage. You don't have cartilage anymore. You're doing surgery now so they can put cartilage in.
He's offering this at the wrong time.
Yeah, Lisa's in West Dallas. She's got her own theme song called Five Days in a Row.
Big homie Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning from the Twin Cities.
You out of town.
She's our private
I'm PI. In Minnesota.
Yeah, but you're listening on the Odyssey app, which means you're going to be entered to win tickets to see Beyonce at a trip.
In Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes, girl. All right, so you heard DZ. Yeah. You heard his dad called, Mr. I Know Everything.
Should I book this flight to Columbia or what?
DZ, you know, at least the advice isn't as bad as when you have your first child. Let's just go there.
What do you mean?
Everybody
thinks Do this with baby. Blah, 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 blah. At least this will stop.
True.
That is fair.
That's true. Once you have it, everyone will stop talking to you about what you should do. And versus when you have a baby, then it's here's what you should do after you have the baby.
And now everybody's trying to raise the baby for you on your behalf.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, they can't tell you how to take care of your knee after. It just doesn't work that way. But yeah, I would just say, grin and bear it, be polite. And in the future, if you need any future ones, keep it quiet. Don't tell anybody till you're done.
Oh, if I do need future surgeries, because I'm over here just trying to communicate with my peoples. When you're right, Lisa, the reality is I don't want to tell nobody.
Lisa, have you been on this show before? Girl, we tell them everything. And if DZ tried to hide it, I'd scream it in the background. He's having knee surgery.
You really don't care.
But, like, you can keep it quiet till a day or two before instead of, like, telling them super far out. You know, like, just keep it, like,
no way.
Still tell them maybe then.
No, you can't have a major surgery and not tell anyone. Tell family. That feels crazy.
Yeah, that feels
my sister did that to me a couple weeks ago. She's seen your friends over at your little surgery place, Allie, and she didn't tell anybody till she was done. She told us the first two times she went in, but not the third time.
Let me tell you something. I've had more women come up to me and be like, I had a little tummy tuck at a loom. And I'm like, oh, you did? And they're like, but they don't tell anyone. I'm like, well, you guys could. I mean, it's your business, but.
But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
You don't have to keep it a secret. I don't know. Yeah. Just whatever. Yeah. Well, Tammy said, DZ, prayers for a speedy recovery.
Thank you, Tammy.
You're already scheduled and mentally ready to have the surgery at this point, so that's what you need to do.
I am scheduled, but I'm not ready.
It's fine. I'm just, I don't know what else to
you,
say.
I'm not just going to go, I'm not going to go,
fantastic. You'll do fantastic, DZ. Positive healing vibes for you, my friend.
That part. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate
all right,
you.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
Love y'all.
Much love. Bye.
Travis said, you know, I have a lucky 24-hour coin I'd be more than willing to let you carry for that good juju and energy.
Just you hold on to it, but keep rubbing it extra for me, because I don't want to take your luck, but use your luck for me.
Let's see what Adrian in Milwaukee has to say. He finally got his own theme song. Do we even have it though?
You know what, I'm a hope that this actually works, because I was trying to preview to make sure and it didn't.
I have no idea. Adrian, what did you pick for your theme song?
He wanted Fireman, he wanted Lil Wayne. But it's not playing, man.
Oh well, he'll live. Adrian, you gotta wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm sorry. It's not ready for you.
You're good. I'm not there. It is a song.
Well, what's your advice for DZ?
Man, just hurry up, get it over with. Get home.
Surgery. Do the surgery or go to Columbia.
Do the surgery. Stay side, bro.
Stay side, bro.
And the end.
That's all.
Adrian, that was good advice.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Love
her. I agree.
Look, I'm not even going to say that. Look.
Adrian, we're done.
Adrian,
done.
You nailed it. Leave
Stop
it at that.
Stop over talking. We're done.
You're too good.
Goodbye.
Stop it. All right. Well, whatever. I'm doing a surgery.
No, really. We're done. Easy. Yeah. We're done, DZ. You're doing the surgery.
Oh, my bad.
Goodbye.
You want to say hi, too?
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I mean, I didn't write this one, so don't even get any ideas. I didn't steal from you, DZ.
What?
But it's about stealing from a coworker and stealing their candle.
Wait, let me check my pockets. Wait, where'd my wallet go? Hold on.
You never had a candle in here. Your wallet's
not in
with
here,
your
not
wife.
In here.
I did steal that, but then I gave it to your wife. It's fine.
Aaron,
she's at IKEA living her best life.
Aaron does got my wallet, don't she?
So I don't know what her name is. We can name her.
Aaron, that's fine.
Stop it. Thief.
Tracy.
Thief Tracy?
Thieving
no,
Tracy.
That ain't
no. Thieving.
The listeners always come up with good ones.
Thieving
we'll
Athena.
Thieving Athena. Oh, I like
Athena.
It.
Thieving
Athena. Thieving Athena.
Tentative.
Thieving Athena.
Tentative.
Okay.
Y'all can change it.
Am I the jerk for stealing my coworker's candle? Allie and DZ, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here
mm-hmm.
we go.
Oh, here we go. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're hearing.
I have one coworker I work closely with. He actually is based in Kansas City, but comes to Milwaukee a few days a week.
Oh, bet.
I got to work yesterday and my office smelled like trash. My coworker was not in the office, so I went over to his office and took his candle.
Borrowed.
Yeah, borrowed. I lit it. I forgot about it till the end of the day, and the candle was done. Burnt out. No more nice smelly air.
Oh, you used it all.
So then he came back to the office a few days later, swung by my office, and asked if I'd seen his candle.
Oops.
I panicked and said no.
Okay. I'm still following.
I knew I had used it all up, but it was a busy day. I was underwater. I didn't have time to replace it. So I lied and said, have no clue where I saw it.
I don't know, bud.
I'm still a little afraid he's going to get the stench of the old candle one day randomly in my office, but it hasn't happened yet.
So it smells like Island Paradise in here.
You stole my candle.
You smell Island Paradise in here? I smell Island Paradise in here.
Am I the jerk for stealing my coworker's candle? You know what? I don't even think she's the jerk for taking the candle. I think she's the jerk for lying about it when he came back. Why did you panic and lie?
Rather than being like, yeah, my bad,
The office smelled bad. I was trying to help everybody out, but I got you in the future. Now she's screwed. Now
somebody farted in my studio. Yeah. I don't know what happened, bro. Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, I took your candle. I used it all up. And I'm just going to act like I don't know who took it.
Uh-huh.
Which I've done with food in my early 20s, but that's because I was immature and I was a jerk.
Hey, what do you mean you've done with food?
I mean, I've stolen people's food before. Like out of the fridge. I was young and dumb.
Oh,
okay?
That's bogus.
I wouldn't do that now.
It's not a candle. You stole
stealing
somebody's
anything.
Lunch.
If, lunch fair, or fair, candle. Because look, the guy came back and he's looking for the candle now, her coworker.
Think about it like this, bro. Say, you know, you're remote and you're out of state at that. You're only coming to Milwaukee some of the days.
Yeah.
Your office is probably stale.
Yeah.
You need that candle because when you do come to the office, you sitting there smelling you don't know what from you don't know who and you don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously going to notice that thing being gone because that's probably part of your routine. You pull up to the mill,
yeah.
You light that candle, you sit down, and you do the rest of your day. Now you go, who's been in my office?
Mm.
Now I can't trust the people around
me.
Now when I'm not here, I'm assuming y'all are sitting here. Is my office the fart office? Do y'all come in here to fart when
yes,
I'm not here?
They should, actually. That's actually funnier.
Is that why it smells bad in here?
Somebody said, Candy the Klepto is a jerk. You can text
Candy
or call
the Klepto.
414-533-1037. Erin in Milwaukee named her Stealing Stephanie.
That's I like, yo, Candy the Klepto's good, too, though.
Mimi from Milwaukee said, yes, super jerk. I would be so angry. Don't touch other people's stuff. Yeah, but it smelled really bad.
Yeah.
You want everybody to smell candy?
Why did it smell bad again? Was it like Herbio, for real? Or was it like this?
I don't know. She just said she came in, her office smelled like trash,
mm-hmm.
and since he wasn't in his office, she was looking around for a candle, found it, lit it, didn't say anything, burnt it down. He came looking for it, and she went, oh! She panicked and said, I don't know, but she had taken it and used the whole thing.
Did the office cleaners not, take the garbage out? Did you leave old food somewhere? You know what I mean? I feel like some of the things are missing, but why did your office smell? Why did it smell?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, where was the empty candle? Didn't she have to throw that out?
Oh, I'm sure she had to get rid of the evidence. No, I'm sure she had to get rid of the evidence, but it's like, where did the original smell come from? And why were you so lazy mm-hmm. that you couldn't just go down the street to where I know there was a Walgreens, Walmart, or Target mm-hmm. and just bought a quick little $5
candle?
Somebody
said she should have just put it back then. Maybe he would have thought he forgot to blow it out.
That's actually valuable. Hold on. Now we're not looking for solutions, but she did do this to herself.
Wait, Allie saying she stole something doesn't make this okay. I agree. She's a jerk. I wasn't saying she's not a jerk because I stole something once. I was saying she is a jerk.
Oh, I thought you said she's not a jerk.
No, I'm saying I've done it. Doesn't mean she's not a jerk.
Oh, I thought you meant she's not
Hell
the jerk.
No, I've done it. It wasn't okay. I said I was young and stupid.
Young and dumb, yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. Now I was immature.
We've stolen from the office recently.
Come on. Well, yeah, but nothing that affects people. See, why you... DZ, stop talking.
It wasn't our coworkers. It wasn't our coworkers.
Now you're throwing us under the bus.
Oh, I am. My bad.
Stop.
My bad.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is she a jerk for stealing her coworker's candle and then lying about it? Don't you like how I try to fix the answer?
It is the lie, though. Why just not just be like, yeah, my bad, my boy. Well, I did
just,
take
you
it and
use
used
other
it.
People's stuff.
My stuff smell like trash. I'm here every mm-hmm. single day. You're in Kansas City half of the time. My bad. I'll replace it for you next time I go to the store. My bad. What was it, 1,000 dressings?
Who named her?
It was 1,000 islands.
Reefa the Thiefa? You guys, stop. I cannot.
Can we name her Reefa the Thiefa?
Reefa the Thiefa.
Reefa.
Sure, why not? We're in.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she a jerk for stealing her coworker's candle and lying about it? Carmen from Germantown texted in. She said, I think the real issue is, why am I not allowed to have a space heater, but she can burn a candle all day?
Oh, our bad, Carmen. We ain't mean to trigger you like that.
Triggered by the fire hazards.
Right. And honestly, it is. I ain't think about fire hazards and depending on the workplace,
girl,
too.
Girl, I feel you. Yeah. I used to have a full setup in the studio with a stove and burners. We used to make eggs, and then they came in and said it was a fire hazard, and I went, screw y'all.
There's no fire. It's a griddle.
Thank you, DZ.
I remember the griddle. I've used it, bro.
It's a beautiful griddle.
I made breakfast when y'all were gone.
Well, they took it away. I was very sad that day.
I was sad when it
went. Let's go to Lance in Oconomowoc. Y'all remember Lance?
Cowboy Lance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeehaw, Lance.
Lance, good morning.
What's up?
He said, what's up?
All what right, up, Lance? Talk Lance, to us. She's a jerk for stealing her coworker's candle.
What did we name her?
We didn't.
No, we gave her like 15.
I think her name is Allie.
I thought we were
getting... what happened?
Who was that? Who just said hi to us? Who said hi?
We got a car full this morning.
Oh, we got the car full this morning. I like it. What up, y'all? What up,
hey,
car?
Hey, everybody.
What up, DZ?
Dang, they out here yelling. Oh, snap. Oh, the car is active.
Okay, jerk or not, the jerk for stealing the candle.
Yeah.
I'm here. We're here. We're going jerk.
Jerk.
Oh, my God.
Going jerk and hanging up. What a savage.
What is going on with him?
What a savage.
He said jerk click.
Click.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Jerk click.
Lance
I respect
said
it.
Jerk. I don't know if he meant to get disconnected, but he did.
Probably Becca, not, but it worked.
Becca in Lake Geneva texted in and said, don't tell me he didn't smell the candle burning and already knew the answer when he asked her. Well, he was out of town. He doesn't work in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He actually doubles. He goes back and forth between here and Kansas City. So she burnt the candle when he was out of town.
If there was days in between, that candle smell's been gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and if you only needed it for a one day, that's mm-hmm. it. That candle smell is gone.
Rich in Greenfield said she's a jerk for not replacing or lying about it. They should have placed it back half used or empty to show it was used.
I do think you should have replaced it, but who knows? Who knows where this candle came from? It might have not just been, you know, the mm-hmm. Target Walmart scent. It could have been the one-off from TJ Maxx that you're never going to find again.
Well, Teddy is on the phone in Shorewood. Is Teddy in Shorewood? The
Teddy?
Kid?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Teddy, Teddy's in
good
Shorewood.
Morning.
Teddy Young.
Hi.
Hi, what happens when somebody steals from your office?
They don't work.
I know, I'm kidding. Work. I'm teasing Teddy,
duh.
I know. No, Teddy, what do you think? Is she a jerk?
No.
Flat
no,
out?
No.
Why yeah. not, though? Why not?
Not the jerk for stealing the candle? Okay.
It's stealing,
I mean,
Teddy.
It sounds like she really likes the scent, so like, yeah.
All right, well.
He's just going, nope, not the jerk.
This is quite an Am I the Jerk today. Thank you, Teddy, for calling.
We appreciate you, bud.
We're a little clunky on a Monday, aren't we, DZ?
We're getting through it, though.
Hey,
man,
Teddy,
we all clunky today.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Bye.
This is why I don't like kids on adult topics.
Why? I mean,
he doesn't have anything to say. He doesn't work.
Stealing's a child topic
like
in a
Teddy.
Degree. Teddy's
I
good.
Guess.
He's saying, like, she liked the scent. He liked the scent.
He probably doesn't even know how to light an actual candle. He probably's only seen ones with batteries at this point.
They're still, the lighters are childproof,
you know
ain't
what
they?
What are you talking about? Fine. Janine's in West Dallas, last but not least.
Janine, are you an adult?
I am much an adult.
Do you steal? You too are qualified to answer this question.
Not for real, Janine. Holla at us.
Yeah, do you think she's the jerk? Reefa, what do we
Reefa
call
the
her?
Reefa the FIFA.
Reefa the FIFA. Is she the jerk for
Reefa
stealing?
Reefa the FIFA. So I was on the fence about this because, you know, my coworkers and I, we do have understandings. Like, I keep a six-pack bottles of Pepsi at work. Mm-hmm. And we have an understanding that if someone takes one, they let me know, or they put $2 in my desk drawer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let me know.
That's the right thing to do.
That
the obvious
right thing
to do.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saying.
Absolutely.
That's not what happened here.
Nope.
You just took it,
no,
and now they're asking you for it.
It's got to be jerk.
I say 99% of my coworkers, because it's happened where that 1%,
that
and I know who that person is, does not do it.
And you know where them $2 ain't coming from.
Yep.
Right. And that person's absolutely a jerk. And I know absolutely that if I ask this person will lie.
So
do it on the phone. let's go.
Let's call him right now, Janine. Let's call him.
Give me their. I'm kidding.
No. It sounds like Janine is going with she's a jerk, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A jerk. Absolutely a jerk. Because especially, why lie?
Well, that's
why
the
lie?
Thing. Yeah. And she said she panicked. Like, when he came by
right.
and said, have
and
you seen
I understand
my candle?
It.
Oh, God.
And it probably, and he knows because it probably was written all over her face.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she reacted? And when she said, oh, no, I haven't seen it, he was like, oh, yeah, you took it. You
yeah.
stole it. You stole
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Absolutely. He knows.
Yeah. All right. Well, she says jerk. That's it, Janine. Thank you for calling. Sorry we triggered you.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. She said absolutely.
She
thanks for apologizing.
Work yelling at people like you.
Where's my $2?
I knew it.
Give me my $2.
Who named her Queen Latifah? You guys are dying right now. I'm dying. Queen Latifah is the best one yet.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, It's Queen Latifah.
It's Queen Latifah.
It's definitely Queen Latifah.
Yeah, it's Queen Latifah. Not Reefa the Thifa, it's Queen Latifah.
You guys are phenomenal today. Queen Latifah.
We need to just have a segment where we just name people different names.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lusa! Queen Latifah is so good. Jerk, Queen Latifah. Jerk.
All right, you ready to give away these Morgan Wallen tickets?
It ain't number the word. Night. What you trying to do?
We've been playing Love Somebody so much. I think you should play Last Night because, you know, that's
it's your jam?
The only other Morgan Wallen song I know.
What? What? You don't know Wasted On You?
Oh, I do know Wasted On You. Thank you, DZ. I know three. Uh-huh. See, if I admit that I know more, I have to admit that I like country, and I won't.
Whoa.
So even though I'm totally excited for Over Gets These.
I'll admit that I had to look over to the Morgan Wallen songs. I don't know none of this man's songs. I'm not going to cap to y'all,
you
bro.
You don't know. Come on. 414-533-1037. Well, the listeners, geez, here they go. All right. Caller 33, you're going to see Morgan Wallen. He's going to Camp Randall.
Yeehaw.
Your chance to win. Good luck. He's coming to Camp Randall in Madison. Camp Randall Stadium, where the Badgers play.
You know, a little jump around in your life with some Morgan Wallen that night.
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan, that's the most Wisconsin thing ever.
I swear it is.
Morgan Wallen at Camp Randall. My God.
You don't get more Wisconsin than that.
He's going to be there June 29th. And Jessica's in Slinger this morning. Let's talk to her.
Morning, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. You a big Morgan Wallen fan?
I have been getting to know him better. So
fair.
I tried winning tickets originally, mm-hmm. and then I
did not.
Didn't end up getting them.
Well, now he's growing on her.
Yeah. Mm. You're picking up steam on
yes.
the Morgan Wallen train, if you will.
Well, are you you're a country fan, I would hope.
I am beginning to be my boyfriend is more of a country fan. So.
Okay. You're more like us. Don't lie. Stop capping.
You're
be like,
listening.
Yeah, my man listen to country, so I'll be yeehawing with him.
Girl,
now.
We say less. Yep. We understand. Jessica, you and your man are going to Morgan Wallen. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
He is going to love you because it's just a cool show in general to go see someone at Camp Randall, and then it's Morgan Wallen. It's, you know, one of those.
It's a whole experience.
Memorable,
it really is.
Yeah.
It is going to be a whole experience. And watching a concert inside of a football stadium is always cool, in my opinion,
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. Have you been to Camp Randall, Jessica?
My younger sister went to Madison, so she lived right next to it.
You've been to Camp Randall for games, girl. Nice. Well, have fun at the show. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
You and your boyfriend have some fun now. You hear?
So we'll have another chance at Morgan Wallen tickets tomorrow at Camp Randall, because that really is so cool that he's gonna be at Camp Randall.
Yeah.
Coming up, though, on the show every day, not only do we have those, but we also have tickets to Milwaukee Pride, because Pride Fest is coming up in a few weeks.
June, baby.
Yes, and so we're giving you 3-day VIP passes in an hour. Less than an hour.
Less
we got those.
Less than what?
Mm-hmm. Lots of winning on the show. And DZ and I went on a double date.
That's right.
So
my wife was also there. Don't be getting weird.
Your wife was there. What else? I never even went there. Those sickos.
People are just funny and I'm a child.
Yeah.
You know me.
They better know you're married at this point.
I mean,
DZ and DZ's wife went on a double date with the guy. I had been the new guy.
For all we know, today is somebody's first day listening to this show. I should re-elaborate.
That's fair.
I've been married for about 45 million years, and we've got two babies.
I guess that would sound funny if you didn't know and you came in. I'm like, we went on a double date. Ew, no offense. You're like my brother.
Same, big sis.
You go, what the hell? What the hell, Barry?
What the hell, Yante? Come on now.
No. All right. Well, why don't we tell them about it? Because I want to get your input, and I want to know what your wife thought about him, and then I actually have to tell you something about him now that you've met him. I have an update, which you might find surprising.
Some people don't know we went on a little double date with Orphan Boy.
What do we think? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. We'll tell you after this. All about the double date we went on. DZ and his wife got to meet. What the hell do we name him?
OB.
OB, thank you. Orphan Boy. Hold on. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Did we have a good meal or did we have a good meal?
Gee, I'm still thinking about them potatoes. Ooh, that salmon.
My steak was chef's kiss.
Everything looked great.
So DZ and I got invited to the new Cooper's Hawk, which is in Greenfield. There's already one in Brookfield that I actually go to all the time with my friends because they're part of the wine club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't drink wine because I don't mess with sugar since I lost 150 pounds, but my friends love wine,
when
right?
You in the wine club, though. Cooper's Hunk is worth it.
But it's a good wine club.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do go to the one in Brookfield. So I had no idea they were opening one in Greenfield. I was so excited because now I'm great location to two of them,
in
man.
In between both. I'm like, hey, perfect.
And it's really, really good. Yeah. So you reminded me on Saturday, you and I met up at Safety Saturday in New Berlin, and then we went swimming at the Princeton Club with our kids.
Kicked it.
And then you reminded me that we had gotten invited to Cooper's Hawk. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I go, when is that? You go, tonight.
Today.
I go, tonight?
Are we going?
So I sent an email. They must have wanted to kill me.
Probably.
I sent an email and said, is there any way you can squeeze us in? I know we
are we still invited?
I know we did an RSVP, but can we come?
And but are we still invited?
They were so sweet. They were like, yep, we got you in at a table at 8 o'clock. We got the last table for this preview soft opening night.
Yeah.
It was influencers. It was, I'm assuming, media people got invited.
Yep.
And we got to try Cooper's Hawk.
Listen, there was ring lights at tables, okay?
People were doing their influencing.
People were doing influencing things.
For sure.
Yep.
So you looked at me and you go, you have a date tonight. I go, I'm supposed to go out with Orphan Boy tonight. And you
What's the word?
You go, why, you want a double date? And I go, hell yeah. I go, that sounds phenomenal.
You're trying to surprise him with a double date? Me and Aaron are down.
Say less. So that's exactly what happened. When Cooper's Hawk said they could get us in, you and me and Orphan Boy and your wife all went out to eat dinner at the new Cooper's Hawk in Greenfield, and you got to meet the guy.
Finally.
And let me tell you, I've been dying to hear what you thought. I've been dying to hear what Aaron thought. And then I have to tell you the update on me and him.
Okay.
Because, you know, obviously that was Saturday night. So
naturally, it's a few days
now
later.
Now it's Monday.
What are we doing?
So where do we start? Where all do we start? With? Because the double date was totally spontaneous.
Let's start on how you think it went. You know, because I did kind of throw it at you last second. Oh. Be like, hey, remember when you did this whole Cooper's Hawk thing? Okay. Are we going? How do you feel about how the night went as far as like a date?
Okay.
A date with the homie.
Normally, you wouldn't throw someone on a second date in with their closest friends.
Right.
And family.
Right.
But we did. Because I knew this guy could handle it. I knew he could handle it because he's a character.
And I know nothing about this man.
And he was fine. So when I told him, hey, we want to pull up and do this double date, he goes, yeah, sure. And I thought it was a blast. Like, in the sense of, I had a good time with my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to agree, but I think, could you not tell there's just no romance between me and this guy? I don't know how to explain it. I think he's cute. I think he's funny. But I am not trying to rip his clothes off. And if you couldn't read that across the table, and I felt the same way about him, I don't think we have that physical connection. Maybe I'm pushing it to the side. Because, I mean, even at one point, I don't know if you heard him when he was like, out of nowhere, he goes, you look really pretty tonight. And I was like, oh, that was really sweet. But it didn't make me want to rip my bra off.
Well, yeah, well, you were also at a table with Lil Bro and Lil Bro's wife. So that's not necessarily the move.
But it didn't feel, it felt like my,
it wasn't inspiring.
It felt like my friend telling me you look really good. It felt
thanks,
like
bud.
My brother.
Yeah.
It was like, you look really pretty tonight. And I was like, thank you.
Thank you, homie.
And then I went back to my steak. And then I went, yeah. Because, you know, like, you dress for yourself. Sometimes you dress for other people,
sure.
Depending on. And a lot of times on dates, maybe your boobs are out for. No, I was dressed for myself. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, I wasn't even.
I feel that.
I wasn't even trying to be sexy for him. I just was trying to feel good about myself. And I will say this. I had a good weekend. I felt like my cup was filled. I had such a good time with my friends on Friday, my girls. I had such a good time with you and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy. I had a great time with my children. There was no romance. I don't know. What do you think?
I felt like it was us kind of bombarding the night. And that's why towards the end of the night, I don't know if you peeped, but I was like, yo, just thanks for letting us crash y'all's like
you
date
didn't need
night.
To say that.
But it felt that way because it really was like, we turned this into a homie hangout.
Well, we probably did because I was talking to you guys the whole time anyway.
Well, and then it turned into like a now, you know, he's meeting us and now he's courting us, trying to be like super friendly to me and my wife.
He loved you though.
Right.
But
It turned into a hijack the date night situation and was like,
yeah.
Now I need to learn something about this couple. Mm. And we were like exchanging stories for a while.
Well, he did ask how
and
you
forth.
And Aaron met, which was a great question. You're like, we go back to middle school, my guy. And you told that good story.
Yeah.
And I felt like we had some great, that's what I'm saying. It was a good, I had a good time, but I didn't leave there in any romantic feels. I left there with like, I felt like I left my friends and family and we had a great dinner at Cooper's Hawk.
And everyone went home.
And everyone went home, and we hugged and said, have a good night. And I went home feeling really good because I did have great conversation, great food, great time. But there, as far as romance, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in the door, and Hudson goes, how was your time with the ladies? My 11-year-old. And I go,
you thought it was ladies' night?
And I go, I wasn't out with the ladies. I was on a double date with DZ and Aaron. He goes,
huh?
He goes, what?
He got big mad.
I go, yeah. He goes, Owen!
Get down here.
Mom went on a second date with a guy. This is getting serious.
Did Owen come down?
No, it's not. Owen didn't care. Owen didn't even leave his room.
So I will say I did, and I'm pretty sure my wife also felt the same, because me and her didn't necessarily talk about y'all.
Rude.
When we left.
You didn't talk about us the whole time.
We did not.
Rude.
We went home, and we went home.
I want to know what you thought of the guy, what you thought of me and the guy, everything.
You want me to tell you now?
No.
Next?
Next.
All right, I'll tell you
I
next.
Need to know what you thought of him.
Okay, what I thought.
And just what you thought of the night overall.
In general. Okay, I can do that.
Me and him. And then I'll tell you what happened with me and him since then.
Since then.
Yeah,
perfect.
There's
I like
an update.
That.
Hold on. It's coming up next in, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Hold on.
I guess if anybody else got questions, what we doing?
Oh, yeah, you
them
can
ask?
Call. You can call or text for sure. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're talking about our double date. You and your wife, me and OB, orphan boy, the new guy, went out to the brand new Cooper's Hawk in Greenfield, and we got invited to their soft opening. So we made it a double date. What the hell? And I threw him in. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, how did you ask him? How did he react? That's important. Muriel wrote that in.
But he didn't have a choice.
I was telling him yesterday, I said, I kind of boss you around, which is even funnier about us. Like, I just go, hey, we're going out. We're going here. And he goes, okay. And I go, hey, we're going out on a double date. You cool with that? He goes, yeah.
Why not?
So he's very fly by the seat of his pants, which is why I did it to him.
Well, in the dude sense, right now in the courting phase, he doesn't want to like let you down.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to go along with a lot of the plans, especially if you got something, because he's going to go, yes, whatever you want to do.
Well, and somebody said, what if he's listening to you guys now? Laura wanted to know, does he know you're a radio DJ? I mean, come on, everybody knows Allie. He knows. And when we walked into Cooper's Hawk, I think I stopped 3 to 4 times at different tables. People kept stopping me that I knew, because it was influencers and people around town. And so he was probably annoyed. We couldn't even get to our table.
Before we sat down?
We couldn't even get to the table. The hostess was like, geez,
okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Because I kept going, hey, I saw Callie from Milwaukee with kids. I kept seeing people we knew.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, now what did you think?
I thought he was a really funny guy.
He's funny.
I thought he was a straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a lot of life. He's lived a lot of life. He's done a lot of stuff. Whether it was positive or negative, he's done a lot of stuff.
Yes, that's right? A good way to put it.
But I feel like the same way about my life. I've done a lot of stuff. Whether it's positive or negative, I've done a lot of stuff. I've lived a lot of life. We've had experiences that have brought us to the place we're at in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean I saw you guys like hitting it off.
No.
Right?
No.
It was an awkward interaction.
Romantic.
Because it wasn't romantic, and
no.
I was feeling like it's only date two.
No.
Me and my wife didn't meet in the most traditional of senses as far as like how people, you know, meet nowadays, whether it's on an app or how long it took. We met rather young too, and our spark also wasn't right there immediately.
Which is okay.
There was attraction.
That's okay.
But it built to that, you know, spark, that ooh, that ah, right? So I'm going, trying not to be judgmental, but it really felt like y'all had either been together for so long, like my wife and I, that it was like hanging out with the homies, or y'all hadn't known each other yet.
That's it.
So
I think
it's been,
like it's very comfortable. I'm very comfortable with him. I'm not shy talking to him or telling him anything, which is why I invited him on a date with us, because I have no... And it's probably because there's no real feelings deep down other than, hey, you're cool.
It could have gone two ways for me. It could have been like, oh, if this feels like so natural because y'all have been together so long,
mm-hmm.
but y'all have, this was only second date. So,
second date.
So we were going, oh man, there's no way, you know, they're this comfortable already. They're just still courting each other.
Nah.
And this is why this is a homie hangout, because ain't no romance applied to this situationship yet.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's there. I think we had a great dinner at Cooper's Hawk, but I don't think him and I are a match.
Yeah.
I think he's fun to talk to and funny,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean there's anything. It was like talking to one of my friends brother or something. I was like, no, this isn't, there's nothing romantic here. And I feel like they're going to sense that. I felt like you and Aaron were going to be able to pick up on that,
mm-hmm.
even if I was trying. But I think that I'm so comfortable with him that I didn't mind him coming out with us. He was fine. He was a nice addition, but he was really just an addition.
Yeah, he was in like an accoutrement to the evening. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful and say anybody else could have come with us and we would have had a good time.
Anybody else could have come with us.
Because he had stories. He was a valuable human being. But as far as a double date goes, a different person could have been on that double date.
I agree. It could have been anyone.
And we would have been fine. We would have still been us. He was great. I thought he was huge. I'd hang out with him. Mm-hmm. I don't see you dating him.
I don't either.
I'm not going to cap,
he's
bruh.
Not for me, no. And he hasn't. I mean, even from the first date, I was like, I just don't think there's physical. I think he's funny, and I think he's a character, but I don't see us really getting down. And I don't think he feels that way either because of what happened yesterday. But pull up Ebony.
I know you got a variety of types, and I know we got somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
I know
somebody asked me my type yesterday, and I go, I don't have a type.
It. He's not it. I don't know what it is, but he ain't it.
I agree.
Right?
What do you think why do you know for sure? What's he missing?
No, I couldn't tell you. I just know, like, I'm looking at him and going,
he ain't
no.
It.
No.
It's not it.
Nah, he was quirky. He was funny. Dude was,
but he's not it.
I'd even say he had gang. Like, he's not like an ugly looking dude by any means.
Yeah.
He's a chill, really down to earth, pretty vibey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, to me, y'all don't mesh, though.
No, we don't.
Y'all don't mesh as any type of, like, couple. I could see you straight up, peel curtain back.
Yeah.
I could see you hooking up. I could see y'all being friends.
Oh, really?
With benefits. I could see you
but
being somebody
never a
that,
couple.
Like, yeah, like a, you know, what's his face? I can't remember dude's name. Somebody you cool with, but somebody that you don't necessarily. Who was at your birthday party?
Oh, old fling, new thing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I could see it as an old fling, new thing.
I could at least make out with old fling, new thing. I don't even think I could make out with this guy.
Oh, really?
No.
See, that's where I'm wrong, because I could see this being something y'all get along friendly enough to where you could be friends with benefits,
mm-hmm.
but never
but
somebody
more.
You date.
Yeah.
Yes, and even that I could be wrong on.
Who texted in, Allie? He's going to be the one who got away. Not this guy. You have to understand. He's a nice guy, but it's not the match. Not the one that got away.
I don't see him as a sleeper either. No,
he's not a sleeper.
He's
Thank
not a
you.
Sleeper. No.
Thank you very much. Ebony's on the phone. Shoot, let's talk to her quick because we miss our girl. She got a different job, so she can't call in as much.
Out here.
Girl!
Yeah, good morning. What's poppin'?
Hey, boo. She was just
hey, y'all. I know I was taking me a year off, but baby, they called and they gave me that hourly rate, and I had to run up in here. Now, I'll be going to third shift pretty soon, and then I'll be able to call back in. Now, on you, Allie.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, Allie is very much like me. Allie is very much like me. She's a lover girl. She wants to be, like, swept off her feet. She wants a romantic man.
Okay.
And sometimes, what you got to realize, Allie, is sometimes we go on dates, and those people end up being our homies.
Yeah.
Those people end up being just cool with us, and that's it.
Listen, he's not sweeping me off my feet. With all due respect, he didn't plan one of the two dates. I planned both dates. He knows that.
Oh, no, that's red flag, baby. That's red flag. We don't do that.
So he comes in with that friend vibe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When he whips into the parking lot at Cooper's Hawk to meet me, it's like my buddy's pulling in. It's not like a guy who's courting me pulled in. Are you following me?
Yeah, no.
He is go with the flow.
I need somebody that makes me feel like electric in my whole body as soon as I see him.
Same. If I don't feel it, yes, I need a lightning bolt. Thank you.
And some people don't. Some people are attracted to, like, oh, I'm really attracted to the fact that he is so chill, and that's the case.
Nah.
Not the case with you. That's not the case here.
No, he's a cool dude.
Nah.
Jessica New Berlin, you can have him. Yes, she said, can I have him? Yes.
Well, it really
she told you.
Well, it really don't matter because Allie, I'm still finna take you on a date to stay here. So what's up?
Yeah, girl. I didn't even tell you guys
what's up,
girl.
What happened? No, what now?
I didn't even tell you guys how it ended. So
how did it end?
We walked outside. We closed down Cooper's Hawk. We were the last people in the parking lot. You and your wife and me and him.
The chefs walked out. Next to us, like, y'all going home finally?
We shut the place down. And we went out.
Oh,
he gave me a hug, and he said, talk to you later. And then I think, did he say I had a really good time tonight? He texted and said I had a blast. And I said, yeah, me too.
Okay.
And then, oh, no, he's texting right now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, shoot. You know what?
Anyway.
We didn't talk at all yesterday.
Excuse me, sir. You need to be giving my girl Allie a little smooch goodbye.
A little
you know, you got to...
You gotta give her a little razzle to her dazzle,
and
baby.
We're not hard women to please. But the thing is, we never want to make that first move when we don't feel if it's the thing that wants to be made. A dude's always ready to get
down. How many dates do you need, DZ? How many dates do you need to lay one on a cute chick? Allie is cute.
Hear me out. It would have been date two had the homies not pulled up. We threw a wrench in probably all of his plans. As soon as he heard that we were hanging out as a group, he went, "Oh, I ain't getting no romance."
It doesn't matter who's around. If you want her, you want her.
It matters who's around, especially when it's little big bro who's active and out here talking about putting people in trunks.
He heard
me say I put somebody in a trunk once, and he went, "Huh?"
I love it how you guys are going off, and I can't even get a word in. This is great. I love listening to you guys talk about him. This is hysterical.
I think we ruined his plans. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, Bella and Kenosha texted in, "Well, R.I.P. Nature Boy 2.0. No, because I made out with Nature Boy, and I thought he was hot. Nature Boy and I just couldn't get off the ground. It just wasn't there. And then somebody else texted in and said, "I feel as strong as a woman as you are. You want a man to match that vibe. And because lack of dominance in the dating, maybe you want a dominant sexual vibe." Okay.
Yeah, I like me a man that's like, "Come on, baby."
The problem is, Ebony, most are scared. They're like, "Come here, girl." And then they stop and look at us.
Well, because you're a tall, cool drink, baby. Y'all call it
creepy. You're a tall, cool drink. They don't know what to do when you pull up.
Y'all not ready for this conversation.
Okay, thanks, Ebony. Love you.
Bye. Love y'all.
Much love,
okay,
fam.
So it's not a match.
No, y'all
he
not
said,
a match.
He texted me this morning and said, "You crack me up." But what I was going to say was, I texted him yesterday. He was golfing. And it was, we exchanged maybe two texts. Like, we didn't talk at all yesterday. I really think we're both just letting it die down.
Maybe.
And we're going to be friends. Because he obviously texted me this morning and said, "You crack me up." But I think we're buddies.
Nah, he's not saying he's disagreeing on any of it either.
See? He agrees. We're friends.
I think we need a report back on this one.
Next.
Update.
Next.
Oh, no update?
I mean, we're friends. That's it. Next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I'm so annoyed.
No.
So annoyed.
I love that, Brett.
So angry.
Woosa.
Buenos
dias.
They change all our passwords at work and I can't find them. So that's making me crazy. Anyway, not about me right now. Not about me. It is Monday. We've already given our double date update. Sorry if you missed it. You'll have to listen back on the Odyssey app. We already gave away Morgan Wallen tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is, in less than 10 minutes, we're giving away 3-day VIP passes to Pride Fest in Milwaukee, baby.
You heard that right, baby. 3-day VIP to PRIDE.
It happens at Henry Mayer Festival Park, around the Summerfest grounds, and we're going to hook you up 2 3-day VIP tickets when Pride Fest hits the city. June 5th through the 7th, because that is going to be a fun weekend, baby.
Whole weekend, man. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of gang.
So hold on, your chance in less than 10 minutes.
Soon.
So DZ, our children.
Yeah, all these kids, boy.
I mean, they only annoy us sometimes.
50% of the time. Straight up.
I was watching you because we went to Safety Saturday this weekend. You went to the Red Arrow Park big truck, touch a truck day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went swimming. And I just think your kids are just great. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't think they're annoying at all. Having a 1 and 3-year-old, they're fantastic.
People around you tend to think your kids are always better than your own.
Yeah, and I'm me. Yeah, I think your kids are great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of annoying things about parenting. What do you think your number one and most annoying thing is?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Honestly, like the most annoying.
Straight up, the most annoying thing about being a parent is for me at least, is watching them apply the things you're teaching them.
The patience factor.
Not even the patience, bro. Like it's watching him look at me and negotiate. Right? I could care less about the patience. He don't got none. I don't got none either.
Yeah.
It's him applying science and logic and manipulation tactic. I don't know what else to tell you. As a child, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about it on the show. Like, he will turn on a dime and give the next person in line a puppy dog stare and get what he wants, man. The most annoying thing to me about being a parent at this current moment is when you're not prepared for these kids to grow up.
Mm.
What I mean by that is I'm not prepared for our child to go to school next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not prepared to be potty training our 18-month-old because he rips his diaper off at home and tries to go to the bathroom every single day.
Dang it.
Little human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's annoying is watching these kids be you.
Yeah. It is really a reflection of who you are.
Ain't it?
I see it all the time. Like, and especially as they get older, I'm like, you know, that's kind of annoying. Don't act like me. Don't do as I say. Don't monkey see monkey do. In fact, don't do anything I do. Just listen and don't do.
These monkeys are doing a whole lot of, bro.
Kids are just, I mean, they're fun. They're funny, but they're also annoying.
They're quite annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And us as parents.
Oh my God, always trying to take my food. There's another one. The most annoying things about parenting, like constantly digging into my food. Oh, I got one for you.
What?
Here's my current, what I'm annoyed mostly about with parenting is they only talk to me when I'm watching something or doing something else. They
oh,
want
Lord.
Nothing to do with me when I'm free. They don't want to have any conversations with me when I'm alone or sitting there doing nothing. But the second I start watching Real Housewives or 90 Day Fiancé, all of a sudden we got to have a 20-minute talk about whatever they want to talk about.
The second adults start talking, then it's mama, papa.
I need something.
Mama.
So,
mama.
The other day,
come on, man.
Every time I was watching, I'd pause it and go,
what?
What? And that would happen over
and over,
over again.
And over.
And the third time they go, we feel like we're bugging you. And I go, you are.
You are. What?
I go, what do you want? I go, I swear to God, you guys want nothing to do with me until I'm actually doing something I enjoy.
And
now you want to talk about Pokemon? Where were you the other 23 hours of the day?
Why is this the way kids are?
God.
You know what I mean? You sit there.
So rude.
And you,
so nasty. So rude.
You inspired me right away when you said, bro, they always want a bite of something you got.
So annoying.
We could be eating the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right? But obviously, their portions look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We might plate their food a little differently. You don't want the cilantro garnish.
Yeah.
You don't care for the meal to look mm-hmm. like this. Plus, you're a child, so we're going to give you child-sized bites.
See?
Oh, but Lord forbid, our plate don't look the same. Because
mm-hmm.
now, even though it's the same food, you're eating some of my food, and you think somehow it's magically different than yours. I don't want to share my blackberry waffles with you.
I don't want to share anything with you, really.
You've got your own blackberry waffles.
I want
waffles.
You to leave me alone. I want to eat in peace. Another annoying thing about parenting, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted, and I think the most annoying thing is the lack of listening. Yeah?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother, you know what? You're trying to send DZ over the edge, aren't you? He's got a 1 and a 3-year-old. He's going to lose it. Mine are 11 and 13. So they don't listen to me either, but I can at least, you know, get them to look me in the eye and actually speak back to me.
You get eye contact?
Yours are like, beep, screw you.
Disconnection.
Don't hear you. Don't understand. I'm 3. Never mind.
Oh, I'm only 1 and a half. Sorry. Even though I look diabolically right. Like I understand everything you're saying.
So far on the list, stealing food.
Yep.
Not listening. Only talking to me when I'm watching my show.
Manipulating.
Negotiating.
Like why?
Acting dumb, but yet knowing how to have a full hostage situation negotiation like they're on the SWAT team.
Daily.
I mean,
that's our 3-year-old daily.
Yep.
And let's keep it a buck, man, because
mm-hmm.
we love our children, but there are things that get us going, and this is one of them.
I mean, yeah, I love them. Doesn't mean they don't get on my damn nerves.
Talk that talk.
I tell them that, though.
You have to, bro.
They're like, I feel like you don't like me right now. I'm like, I don't.
I don't.
Okay.
I love you always, but I don't like
you
right now.
Leave me alone, okay?
You're doing too much.
We'll talk to you next. Natalie in Caledonia said the most annoying thing her kids do is when they constantly go, Mom, 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 look at me, Mom, look at me, watch this.
And don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Not a thing was done.
They literally spin around. We go, whoop-de-doo.
Mom, look what I can do.
I was like, I took my eyes off 90 Day Fiancé for that?
Seriously, really though. Like,
it's ridiculous.
I paused my show for this?
All right, we're talking about the most annoying things that kids do. Kivana in Sheboygan said, triggered!
Triggy, blick, blick. Morning, Kivana.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all.
The most annoying things kids do. What are you adding to the list?
So first off, everything y'all have been saying all morning,
my kids do it all. Yep.
My 4-year-old, he literally will touch my food that he has on his plate.
Yep.
Like, what is this? Yes,
same thing
it.
You got.
His dirty little fingers.
Same thing
but
you
I
got.
But I think the Gross. Most annoying thing is how, like, I will spend, like, 20, 30 minutes having this super important lesson on why we make good decisions and
yes.
bad decisions.
Yep.
And
yep.
what we're going to do
Preach.
For, like, about that decision. And then, like, when we're doing it, like, 5 minutes later?
Nope.
Why? Gone. What are we doing?
Yeah, wait, oh, I'll do the thing where I'll lecture them and I'll go, tell me what I just said. And they'll stare at me blind.
They literally have no clue.
They have no clue what I just said.
Nothing.
They
just got to shut up.
So I'm thinking it's getting better.
It's
not going to get better. So I'm thinking I'm talking to a 3-year-old when they turn 4 or 5, they're actually going to listen to me, but they're not?
No, they're not.
Oh, great.
No.
Dude, Hudson,
4 and 5 is the worst age. They definitely don't listen at 4 or 5, for sure.
Perfect. Don't ever listen. Okay, Kevana, ever.
Especially boys, man. He's a little boy, and they're rambunctious together.
Actually, I take it back. They do listen to other people, just not us.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's true.
Now I'm triggered again. True. Goodbye, Kevana. Goodbye. See, now I'm upset.
Much love. Bye.
You know who wanted to come on? Sean in West Bend. He said, annoying kids. I had 2 at 40. He had twins accidentally.
Talking about annoying.
He said, let me on. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, big dog. Oh, you say 2 howdies because you got 2 twins.
Yeah, at 40.
I was going to be like, howdy, 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 howdy.
Sean.
Shut up, man.
Sean, what's the most annoying thing kids do?
Aside from everything?
Yeah, aside from everything.
Okay. Well, I'll narrow it down then. So you had those Jim Gaffigan tickets a few weeks ago, and that bit that he played about the hostage negotiation, the reverse. After negotiation for sleeping.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The fact that they
don't want to go to sleep. I would kill to be a kid and just go to sleep.
Totally. Thank you. And every night they're negotiating with us like we're in a hostage situation. It's like all of a sudden they're up and they want to read and do better.
Oh, you're active.
And they want to have mental...
Now you want to help clean.
I want to have mental health talks with you all of a sudden.
I've never had a kid get thirstier.
Ugh.
Then at bedtime.
Right?
I swear.
My son dehydrates the whole day, and he gets all his hydration 10 minutes before bed.
Up all night because I got to pee. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Have nightmares, and then I got to read him a story. I was like, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to read you a story, and you're going to stay in bed, right?
Yeah,
right, Dad?
Yeah, right.
And then 5 minutes later, I'm going to come and lay on the couch with you. Like, boy, if I could survive tearing my head off and throwing it at you, I would.
We did not narrow it down at all, Sean, but
now
we
I'm
appreciate
mad again.
You.
See, I was doing good, and then I'm now mad again. Bye, Sean. You triggered the hell out of me again.
Love, man.
Again. Fine, pull up Teresa, or not Teresa, Amy in West Dallas. I don't know where I got Teresa from. Amy, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. We're running out of time because we have to give away these 3-day VIP Pride Fest tickets. So tell us quick, what's the most annoying thing kids do?
I have a 2 and a 3-year-old, and they're always like, can I have a cookie? No, we're about to have dinner. And they'll be like, okay, I'll go ask Dada.
Yep.
Do you know what? Be a single mom. They don't have anyone to go to. And then I just cave on everything.
Yeah, you're like, fine.
That's not advice.
Yeah, screw it.
Eat the cookie, fine.
Ask your imaginary father.
Right. They really will play the system.
Yeah.
Sammy, just last night, went and did that to Aaron. He said, oh, no, my dad said I could have this dangerous device. My wife went, yeah, I'm sure he did not say that.
I've never had to deal with that dynamic, see? Because I've been single since Hudson was born.
The manipulation.
But
Dad said, Dad ain't said nothing. Don't you drag me under this bus. Nah, sir.
That sucks.
Amy's on point.
On point. Well, sorry you have a spouse and they have someone to manipulate with you. My bad. Okay, bye.
Bye, Amy. She said, our bad?
Yeah, everyone's texting in. Suddenly hungry AF at bedtime. That's right. Now we have a final call snack at 7:30. Girl, I had to do that too. Whoever texted that in. We have a final snack at, you cannot have a snack past like 6:30 because they would all night try to eat.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you have to have a it's like 6:30 snack and we're done.
That's it. Well, our 3-year-old won't conceptualize that, but that's a really good idea for when he gets older.
Because if I didn't, they just eat all night.
Keep eating.
And I have to stop.
And eventually they're going to be able to walk out of the room on their own,
well,
right?
And they do eat anyway. Even though I say 6:30, they do it anyway.
Do.
So it doesn't work.
Man,
but anyway.
Man, we're going to lose, bro. We always losing as parents.
I know.
Is that the reality?
Have kids, they said. It's so much fun, they said.
Who said that?
Nobody
ever said that to my face.
Nobody.
I just only ever heard the quote.
You just wanted to get laid. No.
Ding, 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 ding.
Didn't we all?
2 kids later.
Okay,
now
for real.
We
have to give away these Pride Fest tickets. I'm so excited. Pride Fest is coming in a few weeks. June 6th, 5th, 6th, and 7th down at the lakefront, Henry Mayer Festival Park. And Pride Fest Milwaukee is going to be lit. 2 3-day VIP passes are up for grabs right now. You get 2 of them, and you're going to be VIP the entire festival.
All 3 days, son. Come on.
414-533-1010. 1037. Let's give them to caller 23. You are going to Pride Fest, baby. Good luck. Kiss FM. Pride Fest, baby. It's going down in a few weeks right at the lakefront, and we are sending somebody, and they're going to get 3-day VIP passes. So they're going to be VIP the entire time they're at Pride Fest.
Feels like it came out of nowhere quick this year, man. But I know it's every June. It's just like, dang, it's here now.
Because it's always the first weekend in June. Yep. So it just happens, you know?
It kicks off the festival season in the city, if you will.
Absolutely. Let's pull up Kara in West Dallas. Hi, Kara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you ever been to Pride Fest down by the lakefront?
It has been a quite a few years.
Nice.
Okay, but you've been.
But you've been. Well, you're going this year. Congratulations.
Yay.
You know who I'm most excited about? Jordan Sparks. Did you know she's going to be there? She's performing.
So oh, wow. I'm so excited.
Yeah, she'll be on the Skyline main stage on Friday at 10:30. So I'll see you there because we're going to be at Pride Fest, baby.
Sounds
good.
Well, hope you have a great time and make sure you find us, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great time at Pride Fest. And then we're going to be giving these away every day this week. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a big deal because it's VIP for 3 days, DZ.
I mean, what other way do you want to be at any event? You get two VIPs for all 3 days of Pride.
I'm going to walk in there and you're going to be more VIP than me. I'm going to be like, give me that VIP pass you got.
Let me get that wheelchair.
Come on, friend. So, all right, another chance tomorrow, same time.
Same place? Crazy.
Exactly. Look at the little shorty over there. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, who let the short girl in the building?
I was going to say, you better put some respect on her name because I know you ain't talking to me. I'm no short king. I'm average height.
DZ, you're not a short king. No, you're not.
People think I am. No, I ain't going to lie to you.
Why? You're like 6 feet tall.
People think I'm a short king all the time. They see me at Bucks games and will be like, DZ, you're not as tall as I thought you'd
you're
be.
You're 6 feet tall.
I don't know if my voice sounds 7'5", but I'm not. I'm not a 7-footer. Sorry.
Well, DZ, it is 1 week until your knee surgery, and so we're having surprises all week. This wasn't really nothing. This had nothing to do with your knee surgery, but
this is a fun surprise.
But
too.
I'm acting like it is, just because she asked if she could come visit us because she graduated yesterday.
Dun, 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 dun.
If you listen to the show, you know that we have regulars on Allie and DZ. They've called 5 days in a row. They've gotten their own theme song. They're very dedicated. It's not easy.
It isn't.
And one of our favorite ones. Well, I say this to. This is like when you have a favorite kid and you tell them, but you don't tell the other kids you told them that.
Yeah.
Like, I do this to them, and then I tell the others they're my favorite, too. So, Emily in Milwaukee. Hi!
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the Kiss FM studio.
Let's get her song right.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me. I'm just so fresh and
she
so
fresh and she so clean, clean.
Emily, she hit us up, and she said, you guys...
She just graduated.
I'm taking the day off after graduation. Can I come visit the studio? I said, hell yeah. So welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what? She graduated from, tell us what. She,
her fourth like, degree over here.
This is your fourth degree? Would you stop trying to show off?
Stop.
I mean, what is the deal?
She been up ahead of the curve. Now she's just flexing.
I thought you were a social worker.
No, so I.
A school psychologist.
Yes. So this was my degree to get like my full licensure for that.
Okay.
So, you do like a 3-year program for grad school. So it's the first year is at your master's. So I got that about 2 years ago. And then the next 2 years are for your education specialist degree or your EDS.
So you can work with students in schools. Got
it. So this, their third year is a full-time paid internship. Thank God. It's been helping.
About
so
time,
I've been doing
about
that.
Time.
So I'm,
you've been getting paid.
Yeah. So I've been working, but it's been internship year. So I've been doing assignments. I've been doing like getting my hours for things.
You know, a lot of grunt work to get it done.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I feel close to you, Emily. And do you know why?
Yeah, your mom.
My mom was a school psychologist.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't meet them that often unless you're like in a school with the kids.
And you need
and
it.
And so when Emily told me she was a school psychologist, I go, my mom was a school psychologist. And I remember when I remember her being in school forever when I was little, because I was the youngest. So she was kind of finishing up when I was a baby.
Oh, like her career?
And yeah, then she started working in a school district where I grew up, you know, when I was probably 7 or 8. And then I just remember her being a school psychologist the whole time. But I would go to schools with her and it was fun. She would travel around and test kids and do all that stuff. I didn't go in the testing.
She was a travel psychologist?
She worked for a county, a bunch of... most do. Don't a lot of them move?
Nowadays.
They move around in districts. Mm-hmm. They go from school, right?
Yeah, so like one of my friends works for one of the CISAs, so she's assigned to a school, but they are like for that whole county or whatever.
So she's got to move around.
Like, they move around.
Yep, she got assigned to a school, so that worked because that's just what the need was they were filling that.
Sure.
Depending on the district you're in, like for mine, we have 18 of us in the district.
You have 18 school psychologists?
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
listen,
Milwaukee,
you feel me?
We'll have
like,
a ton. I don't know how many Milwaukee has, but they're trying to make it so there's so much, like one per every 500 students.
Oh, wow.
So you think about some of those schools. Like one of my schools has 500
500
students,
alone. So they need a personal in-person in-building. Yeah.
We have a shortage. So.
Congratulations on graduating.
Thank you.
Officially a school psychologist. And I wanted to bring that up, but you know what I really wanted to bring up?
What up?
Because Emily in Milwaukee, one of our regulars, asked to come visit the studio. One, is the studio what you pictured before I go to my gripe about her graduation?
Yes and no. I didn't know there were more to it. Like more.
Oh, you didn't know we had sister stations?
Well,
I didn't process
that they were like in their own studio. I thought they shared.
Oh, you were surprised that people were like doing morning shows down the hall.
Yeah.
But we're the best one.
I mean, naturally.
I mean, nobody's thinking about them.
Naturally.
Even though we're friends and we love them.
Yeah, they're listening here.
So. You got a theme song on this station.
But the other thing I wanted to bring up.
What?
Where did you graduate?
UW-Milwaukee at the Panther Arena.
Okay. I've been to one graduation in this city at Panther Arena.
Okay.
And I've only been there a few times. Had you ever been to Panther Arena?
I've been there once for an Admirals game a few months ago.
Oh, the Admirals play there. I forget. They
like
play
the,
there.
You talking about like the Kachi Center, or are you talking about the other one, like the one downtown? Which one?
No, the one downtown.
Arena,
right?
The one downtown. Yeah, right, we're talking about that one. Okay.
Like right when you come off of Kilbourne Avenue, right? And you see the Panther Arena right there. Like, was it the U.S. Cell or something for a second? I don't know what it was. Point is this.
I didn't know if he was downtown at the school, at the basketball, where they hoop, or if you're like where the Admirals, where they play hockey, where they do all that stuff, basically. Got it.
Well, I have beef with Panther Arena.
Why?
Dude, you ever try to get a drink there?
Not recently, no. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't know if they're still, all they would have was RC, remember?
Oh, you're talking about soda.
Yeah, you thought I was gonna talk about something important.
Well, it was root beer only, bro. And I always thought that was so random.
Yeah, Panther Arena. I remember going in and being like, can I get a Diet Coke? And it's not even like, oh, we have Diet Pepsi. It was like, we have RC. And I was like, who the hell?
Right, they was like, nah, we got Mr. Pibb. Or
like,
Shysta.
I love Mr. Pibb. But I cannot get behind RC. I mean, I was like, who only has RC products?
Yeah, why is that a random pull you got in your memory banks? And why what?
It affected my entire experience at Panther Arena. And you laugh now, but I'm serious.
Oh, laugh now, cry later.
I'm serious. Like, there was like, I don't want this.
Why'd you unlock that memory for people? I don't think anybody was bothered by that.
Because all I see when I would go to Panther Arena was that they served RC and I didn't understand. And I'd be like, you know.
What was the reason? Was it a contract? I feel like Cardi B. What was the reason?
I'm sure that's why. And I don't know if they still do that because I haven't been in a couple of years. But I know that was my one beef with Panther Arena in Milwaukee. I'm done now. Back to your graduation. Where were we?
Did they have RC for your graduation?
I have no idea. I brought a soda in because it was early in the morning. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if they're going to have stuff. Mm-hmm. I need my caffeine. Brought it with me.
And how long was the graduation?
Tell the truth. I left early.
You left early?
Wait. I was hungry.
You're an Am I the Jerk.
This is a total
You're
Am
on
I the
Am
Jerk.
I the Jerk.
Wait.
I'll tell on myself for it. I said I was going to stay the whole time, not be disrespectful, and then
you disrespected.
It hit about the 2-hour mark, and I was like, can we leave?
Emily in Milwaukee. Wait, you graduated, and then you left.
I didn't leave right away.
But, no, I didn't even realize.
She got her name called, and she dipped shortly after.
I didn't realize this was a thing. I didn't even think about the fact that you could just leave.
You can't.
They don't want you to.
That you shouldn't.
They asked you specifically not to.
Not to.
They're like, out of respect for the last person getting their degree who's had to sit through everyone, like, you need to stay for everyone.
Oh my God, you're a Z last
Emily,
name.
Out of respect for anybody with a Z last name, like D-Z.
Z.
Emily. Thanks for leaving graduation early and not respecting me or the time I took to take the same amount of years as you.
Don't tell us your last name, but what does your last name start with?
M. But we
she was in the middle.
She was, of course, dipped.
In the middle.
The other part is we set an order of your college. So I'm in the College of Education or the School of Education or whatever. So they didn't go by like order of last names. It
they
was
went
just
order
like,
of schools.
Colleges.
Like, okay, I'm in the master's section, right. the five rows for the School of Education master's. So we went. So
it
it's
does
social
change
work,
in college.
It's us. It's educational statistics. Like
it was
all
a bunch
of
stuff.
Together.
Sure,
yeah.
sure.
All the
yeah.
smarty pants. Okay.
I don't know, man. Well, what if I would have pulled up in the middle of yours just because I'm not graduating with A through M?
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
why wouldn't I show up until N-O-P?
Uh-huh. They wouldn't let you in. Mm. You had to be checked in by a certain time.
You have no. to be checked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then you can't
funny how
in.
The funny how the end well, of the alphabet yeah. always gets the short end of the stick.
Graduations are way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats though to you
Thank
and
you.
Everyone else at UWM who graduated this weekend.
That part.
A very big achievement, and we're very proud of you guys. Anyone who graduated, period, and whoever texted in, they all have different drinks at Panther Arena now. Thank God,
man. Shout out to y'all.
Admirals game, here I come. I can actually go back.
Playoffs.
What's that? What's that audio? That little girl said, "Translate, Siri. Siri, how do you say graduated?" In Spanish, and then translation, and she goes, "Girl, I graduado." You know what I'm talking about?
No, but no. It sounded funny.
Emily, you graduado.
I was saying that.
Go, girl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.